Shalom, Boker Tov. It has been such a powerful week. I am blown away by all the questions and the comments and the engagement, the participation. I'm just so happy to be here on this journey with all of you. And it really is a journey, right? We've been talking about that a lot. And it's really been just resonating with me a lot how important it is to see this as a journey, to acknowledge our growth, to acknowledge our lives, to acknowledge our marriages and our personal discovery and our personal growth as a journey. Like, we want things now, right? We live in a time especially where everyone wants things now. Of course, we want things quickly. We want change to happen immediately. And yet here we are in a time period of the year where Hashem is reminding us, everything is a process. Everything is a process. Nothing happens instantly, right? We have to count day by day by day to get from Pesach to Shavuos, to get from Yetziat Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. It's a process. And every day, we don't just be like, okay, fine, it'll be in 7 weeks. No, we have to count each day and make each day count, right? Where it's like, today is this day. Today is, you know, today's day one, and then it's day two, and here we are at day 33. And you know, that's the part of the process where it can actually be the hardest, right? Where you're kind of in the middle of it. You're not in the beginning when it's really exciting. You're not at the end where it's also really exciting because you're, you know, anticipating the end, but you're in the middle. It's not so exciting anymore. It's not new and fresh. It's not almost there. It's just the daily grind of sticking to it and continuing the process, even though it feels like the end is so far away. And it's especially important in that time to acknowledge the power of the process and to remember what we're working towards and to acknowledge our victories along the way. Right? We can't ignore the middle. We can't ignore the hard part. We can't ignore the realities of life, right? Life is not always exciting. Life is not always, you know, like the beginning or the end of a process. Life has that difficult middle time in anything that we're doing, right? Where we're kind of trudging along, hoping to get and working to get where we want to go. And what gives us power in those moments is being able to stay focused on what we're working on, accepting that it's not always going to be exciting, acknowledging the work that we're doing, and having a clear path. And I think it's especially important then, you know, here we are in like on the 33rd day, which is not half, but sometimes it's like when it's a little bit more than half that it feels especially difficult to acknowledge that we are in a process. You know, there's this beautiful idea of Lag BaOmer, of Sfiras HaOmer, that it's separated into two parts. We have Lev Tov, the first 32 days, and then the transition on the 33rd day into the last 17 days, right? That's the gematria, that's the numeral equivalence of the words Lev, heart, Tov, a good heart. What does it mean to have a good heart? I'm very connected to this idea personally because my grandmother, who Aleva Shalom, who I loved so much, she was like my best friend. She was my confidant. She was a really important woman in my life. She passed away on the 32nd day of the Omer, on Lev Omer, and she really had a Lev Tov. She was this beautiful inside and out, just gave love, felt love, radiated love to everyone. We all thought that we were her favorites. Of course, I really was her favorite, but we all say that. And so I've really learned a lot about this concept of Lev Tov, right, which is mentioned in Pirkei Avot, that it really is a collection of so many different traits, right? Being able to see the good, being able to have healthy boundaries, like that's what it means to be a good neighbor. It's being able to recognize the process. It's being able to really care about others. It's really a collection of beautiful character traits, and we see that it's not a one thing. Right? A Lev Tov, right? Any process that we're in is about developing different parts of ourselves. It's about taking the different, whether it's the days of the journey or the different aspects of our growth, and honing in on them, allowing them to grow, allowing the process to happen without getting stuck in why aren't I there already, right? Realizing that our lives are a journey. And we get a lot of hints on how to do that, even in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Emor, where we really get to dive into the holidays on a really deep level. But what's interesting in Emor is that they're called Moedim. And a moed, we know from other places that that word is used in the Torah, moed means a meeting place. It's a meeting in time. It's a time to meet Hashem. It's a time to acknowledge everything He does for us in our lives. It's a time to acknowledge what He's done in our past, but also we see very clearly it's a time to acknowledge what He's doing for us in the present through the fact that we acknowledge the different agricultural cycles, we acknowledge how He takes care of us, we acknowledge what He's done in our past and also what He's doing for us in our present through the holidays. But what we see about these Moedim is that while yes, they're mandated by Hashem and the fact that He says there are these holidays, we see very clearly in the Psukim and in the Halachas, as we've actually talked about in some of our trainings, that we have to make it the holiday. It's a Mikra'i Kodesh. We call it as holy. We determine when it is, right? Literally, Shavuos, it's the after you count 49 days, then it becomes Shavuos. And we see from this that to meet Hashem, as much as we want to meet Hashem, we want to be connected to Him, we can't just wait for it to happen. We can't say, as we've been talking about in the trainings again, we can't just say, okay, when I feel more love, then I'll love. When I feel more connected to Hashem, then I'll be more connected to Him. Like we can't just wait for the feeling to happen. Hashem says, no, you have to make it happen. When you make a holiday, when you wear nice clothes and cook yummy food and you enjoy them and you enjoy, you know, all the beautiful things that you do to make Yontif happen, right? And yes, you bring the korbanot, and please God, we'll do that again soon. And when you declare these days through the Sanhedrin, and we have this now, you know, instituted for us, but when you make it a holiday, it is a holiday. When you make it a Yom Tov, it is Yom Tov, and it's holy as Yom Tov because of the actions that you have done. And I think it's really important for us to remember that in our lives. Sometimes we just want to be there already. We just want to be better people. We just want to have better relationships. We just want to feel more calm and confident and connected. We want to just have the peace already in our lives. We want to have a good relationship. And so we're just kind of like, we want it now, but we're also just kind of waiting for it to happen, right? I guess this isn't what Hashem wants from me, I hear from women. I get, you know, I have to wait for my husband to be on board. You know, I can't seem to get it right. And we can become frustrated in that complacency, right? Because we feel stuck. We feel like there's nothing we can do. And so powerfully, Hashem is teaching us through Sviras HaOmer, which is also in this week's Parsha, right? And through all of the concepts of the Moedim, to be able to realize, no, it's a process. It's a process, and it's a process that you get to make happen. You get to make it happen. It's a gift. It's a privilege. It's amazing that if there's something we want to create, we get to do things to create it. And I hope you've been gaining some insights into the different kinds of things that you can control, that you can do to make happen. And I'm excited for the next week to come. I have so many exciting things for you. We have a few more interviews. We have replay periods in case you missed anything. We have some bonus calls and masterclass. And I have so much I want to still make sure that I give over to you to give you steps in your journey, to make sure that you do feel that you have what to do, right? Because sometimes we feel like, okay, I'll do it. Just, but what? What should I do? How do I make this happen? And so I am continuing to live in my intention for this journey, to give you those steps, for you to have that clarity. And I definitely look forward to hearing from you, what you're seeing open up. I invite you to take this Shabbos as an opportunity to look at the relationships that you have. Look at where you're meeting people right now. Acknowledge what's working, because that's so important. Remember, we're in the middle of the journey of Sviras HaOmer. We know it can be hard to like stay focused, but we have to acknowledge what is working. We have to celebrate those victories and then also acknowledge what's not working. Where are you not meeting people in the way that you want? What's not the type of relationship that you want to have, what's not working in it, in your own, you know, in your own experience of yourself and your relationships with others. Where do you feel like it's not the way you want to be meeting people? And to then set an intention to find those, to find the answers, to find the steps that will help you continue the journey towards where you want to meet and what you want to create in your life. And with that, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. I am excited to continue connecting with you next week. And until then, may we all be blessed to live, love, and be loved with all our hearts. Shabbat Shalom.